You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night here in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7. Waukesha, 101 FM The Shaw and AM 540 WAUK. Hope you're having a good evening. Seven seasons deep now. This is Water's Edge, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. There, Water's Edge. Oh, so good. Love that new album. Tested deep. That's not supposed to be playing right now. Oops. I love it when live radio works out so well. Seven Seasons Deep. You can see them at Sal's Dark Horse on East Washington Avenue for Bombastica, our 26-year anniversary for Maximum Inc. It's presented by Noah's Ark Pet Center on North Sherman Avenue, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Starkweather Brewing Company, and of course us here at MaxIncRadio.com. Hello, Rocker. How you doing, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy? You know what? We are in the studio right now with Seven Seasons Deep, and you know they're in their 10th season and have been playing the circuit supporting their recently released album, Deeper. Seven Seasons Deep is made of music scene stalwarts like singer Sean Anthony Brown, who originally came to the Mad City to join Last Crack for an album and then carved his own path through the years with bands like Spiritus, Driver 13, and the Viscous Circle, just to name a few. And then there's guitarist Jamie Poster. Hey, he's no stranger to the local and national music scenes after beginning his musical career with Rapscallion before slinging Six Strings and Faces for Radio. May 7th, you can find Seven Seasons Deep playing at Bombastica. That's Max Inc's 26-year birthday party, and it's at the Dark Horse Bar here in Madison on East Washington Avenue. Sean, Jamie, welcome to Max Inc Radio.
All right.
Thank you for having us. This is great.
Hey, guys, for those listeners who don't know your story, tell us a little bit about the early days and how you guys came together as Seven Seasons Deep.
Well, started out with some cocktails.
Yeah, that's a good way to start. All right.
Yeah. So I'm hanging out with my buddy, Darren Cobb. I don't know if you know Darren.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a lot of people probably know Darren. So we're having some cocktails, and we're talking about, hey, man, we should probably, I've been out of Faces for Radio for a little while. I'm kind of itching to play some tunes. And we're kind of throwing around the idea, hey, maybe we should get a band together. And then I came across a video of Sean doing Nutshell by Alice in Chains acoustically on YouTube. Yeah. And I'm like, man, we should call Sean and see if he'd sing for us. And that'd be great. And that's kind of how it's kind of started. I gave Sean a call and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll give that a shot.
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. And as soon as I started jamming with him, I was like, why didn't we do this sooner? We're neighbors.
Northside neighbors. You know, I gotta tell you, Faces for Radio was a fun band, dude.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was a good time.
Now, what happened to Mr. Cobb? Because he never kind of went along into the band, or what?
No, he's so busy. I mean, he's really busy with doing his thing with his brothers and stuff. He's doing Cobb's Web at the time. Now he's in Fifth Gear, or not Fifth Gear. It's the Tim Daniels band now. They play all the time, man. Those guys are busy. He didn't really have the time for it, so we had to search for a new drummer.
I see. Well, Seven Seasons Deep is now more than a decade old, and it seems like you're just getting started. What do you think has been the glue in your band?
I think we all just write really well together, and I think that's why it's easy to stay together and to want to jam and everything, because it's nice. I feel like we complement each other.
Well, I mean, it's just crazy because bands break up so quickly sometimes. I mean, sometimes you only get a year or two with a band you're in. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Yeah. I think like when Sean says, we write so good together and stuff, and it's just it's easy. You know, when it's easy, you can stick together like that.
Yeah.
Well, give the drummer some. Tell us a little bit about your drummer, because he didn't come in tonight.
Yeah, so like Tim, when after Darren couldn't do it, we did try out a couple other drummers, and it's kind of funny. I ran into Tim down at Taste of Madison, and he was kind of asking, "Hey, what's going on? You know, I'd like to jam with we could get together and jam sometime." And then we remembered that, he said he was available. Let's get a hold of Tim, see if you know since we're going through these drummers, it's not working out so great. Then he is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, and we both knew him from the past, too. Yeah, I mean, yep. I remember him from back in the Gary Taylor days.
Yeah, when he was in Cruel.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, so you guys are so far a band of old friends, but you kind of have a sort of new bass player.
Yeah, Rowan, he's awesome. Like, Tim, breath of fresh air, so is Rowan. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes it so easy. So he just fits right in, and it's hard.
He learns real quick, and he just, adds his own spice or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. And he just comes in, and he's available. He's great. I love it.
Does he have his own car?
Yes, he does have his own
car.
Oh,
that when a bass player has his own car, that's like a plus. You know what I mean?
And he gets all that gear in that car, man. That big bass rig.
I think it's good to have everybody have the car, Makes it more keys. And, new bassist, is he the one on the new album here on Deeper?
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't recorded anything with Rowan yet, and I hopefully we can get some stuff together and get in the studio again and get Rowan on some tunes.
Yeah. The album Deeper was 3 years in the making.
But he did do all the artwork for the new CD. Mm. Our bass player did all the artwork for the new CD, and then I think it looks great.
Fantastic.
Oh, speaking of the new album, Deeper, tell us a little bit about the album. And we just heard The Water's Edge before the interview. Where was it recorded?
We recorded with Paul Schluter.
Yep, Megatone.
Oh, Megatone, of course. Yep,
Megatone Studios.
Where else, right?
that was good. That was our third installment
recording with them.
That's your third album, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seven Seasons Deep.
You could definitely tell the progression of the band from your older stuff and this new stuff. I mean, both with the songwriting, way everything kind of comes together, and even the production of it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it gets better every time.
It was definitely a step up.
Yes, I agree. And I think the next time we get in there with our new bass player and stuff, we got a lot of tunes already that have been written that are we're just waiting to get in the studio again. I think it's going to be even better than this one.
And are we going to be able to hear any of those songs coming up Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
When we were talking about Deeper, the album, the new one.
Yes.
And I said it was 3 years in the making. One of those songs you just played,
Water's Edge.
Yeah, and that song literally was written in Jamie's basement in about 5 minutes.
Yep,
we just threw it down. It just came out, wrote the words down, it was done. It was like literally just took us 10 minutes to write that song.
Yep.
Now, I want to take a little walk through the past because, Jamie, you've been around for a while. Tell me about playing in Madison during the 80s and 90s as Rapscallion, and how is the music scene different today?
I think back in the 80s and 90s when I was playing in Rapscallion, I think it was easier back then. I think there was more venues to play at. I think people were hungry to get live music. It seemed like there was more, the crowds are bigger, they just came out to see you play. Maybe that has something to be with the age too,
Our phones, younger, right?
Yeah. And that I was going to bring that up too. In technology, it's like, you don't even need to leave your couch. You can watch a whole concert on your phone if you want. Pull up YouTube.
You can record an album over Zoom.
From your couch.
Yeah.
But I think it was easier back then to get crowds in there, and it seemed like they're a lot more into it, a lot hungrier
for it.
They were hungry for the music scene back then. I thought it was a lot easier back then. Now, and like I said, maybe it has something to do with our age too.
I mean, do you think maybe the guitar has something to do with it? Because like in a way, it seemed like we got away from guitar, and now we're coming back around.
Yeah, that could be too. Guitar back then. I mean, Jesus. You had a lot of guitar heroes.
Well,
and stuff
I think the
back
same
then.
With now real singers.
And
like people who really sing and not just yell or talk.
Yeah, and drum machines nowadays and technology and.
All right, well, guys, Seven Seasons Deep has played the Max Inc. birthday parties before, and on May 7th, you guys are kicking off the music portion of the program at 9 p.m. How does it feel to be back for Bombastica? What can we expect from Seven Seasons Deep show?
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, we like to throw down pretty hard every time we play. We like to put on a show, you know?
Yep, absolutely. And like you said, we've played it before, and it's always a good time. Always good music, good atmosphere. I mean, free beer all the time, free munchies. I mean, you can't go wrong.
I got to say, thank you to Stark Weather Brewery Company for that.
Yeah, I seen that. At first I didn't know about it, and then I kind of seen the fine print in there, and I'm like, oh, free beer. I should have known.
Until supplies last.
Should have known better.
Yep.
Get there early. Gone.
Well, come down to Bomb Blastica 2022. It's Max Inc's 26th birthday party on May 7th at the Dark Horse Art Bar. A live broadcast starts at 6 p.m. With a Max Inc art gallery featuring prints and archived Maximum Inc music magazines to read, plus free beer and munchies till they're gone. There's no cover, and music kicks off at 9 p.m. with Seven Seasons Deep, followed by Iron Plow, and then Cold Black River. Sean, Jamie, thanks for taking the time to come into the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we got time for one more song.
Cool.
Let's check out a song from your recent album, Deeper, and this one's called The Deep. Tell us about this before you go.
That's easy. I had just watched a movie about the guy that wrote the book Moby Dick. And in that book, you know, there's that scene where the whale has demolished his boat. And he's like clinging on to a little piece of it. And the whole song is just written about that.
Wow.
Isn't it the album cover?
Yeah. Yeah. It somewhat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
It leans in that direction.
All right. Well, that's what the song
is. Yeah. Listen
about,
to Jimmy. Lyrics. Yeah.
Awesome album. If you haven't gotten it yet, do it now. I'm sure you're all over the web. Just search for the number seven Seasons Deep. This song is called The Deep on Max Inc. Radio. Sync Radio, we are local music. That is Seven Seasons Deep and The Deep. Thank you to Sean Anthony Brown and Jamie Poster for coming into the studio tonight. Love those guys. Love the new album. Rocker Bomb Blastica is happening next Saturday. Tell the people about it, man.
Man, Jimmy, it is an art gallery. It is a magazine archive reading. And then there's going to be free beer, free munchies. It's free to get in. So I can't think of not one reason to come down. And then live music at 9 p.m. It's going to all kick off with Seven Seasons Deep. Then Iron Plow, that's my band, Jimmy. And we'll be talking to Jeff Mundell and Chris Hard in just a little while. And then Cold Black River. And we'll be on with Eric Cobb at 10 p.m. tonight. He'll be in for Max and Kevin. We're going to spin some of his local favorite bands and talk to him about his band. And we're definitely going to play some brand new Cold Black River.
Nice. Looking forward to that. The new Cold Black River is really good. The free beer. Let's talk about that for a second. It's from Stark Weather Brewing Company. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Also, thanks to Noah's Ark Pet Center for sponsoring the show. Salvatore's Tomato Pies. What's the story with the free beer? Do people got to show up early? Does it end at a certain point?
You know, it's you know, I mean, we don't have like, you know, barrels and barrels and barrels and barrels. So you got to come there, you know, you get a beer or something.
Three cans.
And, yeah, three cans here to split between all the 150 people that'll be there. But no. Just all things aside, we're going to get one of those micro barrel of beers or quarter barrel or whatever they are. And, you know, once it's gone, it's gone.
Oh, man. Tommy was in here a couple weeks ago. He brought some beer from Stark Weather Brewing, and it's so good. And I hope to see you down at the the Dark Horse Art Bar, East Washington Avenue, right across from the Sylvie. Someone said Faces for Radio. Oh, boy. Wreck me on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, you can burn up my pretty, pretty heart in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. You can cook up my heart till it's rare, to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me. 'Cause you know. Hide in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me. You can wreck
Ringing the Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison. Left on red? Yeah. Listen to the local music with Max Inc. Saturday, 6 p.m. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.